KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Cron. Good morning, Jason.
Well, it's afternoon, John. Good afternoon.
I believe it is. Yeah, you got me already.
You know, How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How's everybody doing up at Emmanuel?
You know, we're doing remarkably well given the circumstances. This COVID virus has, you know, been such a grind for us, but our staff have risen to the challenge to really do a superior job of protecting our residents from this virus, from coming into our buildings, to our community's most vulnerable, who are the older adults, who a lot of them have some conditions that make them fragile. But we've done very well with that to date. And what the good news is there's a vaccine on the horizon. So we have hope that there's an end in sight. And we're going to be on a priority list to receive it early on. We think in the next 4 to 6 weeks, if not sooner, we'll have the vaccine and be able to use it for our residents and our staff.
Have you put any plans together on how you're going to distribute that vaccine?
Well, you know, this is something that, you know, we have to encourage our staff to do it, and it's not something we can mandate. So it's really important that we educate all of our staff and our residents about the safety of it and be real transparent about this vaccine, its risks and recommendations. A lot of this messaging is going to come from the CDC and the FDA on talking points about the vaccine and giving us confidence. The more I read about it, the more confident I feel that it's been well tested. That all but one of the vaccines that are being produced in the U.S. have a two-step message. The other vaccine is just a one-shot. So these different pharmaceutical companies are producing this vaccine most in a two-step fashion. And so the administering of it is still something I think that we're going to learn as we get the vaccines. And I think that Pfizer is one that's sending them to Montana, and Moderna is the other. Pfizer, I think, is actually one that's coming here to the Flathead, and I think they have prepackaged these vaccines in boxes to keep them at that temperature at 70 degrees below zero, I believe, something like that. So extremely cold, and so we'll you know, begin to learn to how we're going to administer that once we get it. But, you know, even after we administer it, there's a lot of uncertainties. We're going to have to still wear our masks and protect ourselves. There's a lot of questions that we just don't know the answer to. And that's, you know, if you have the virus, are you immune? For how long are you immune? You know, should you get the vaccine? And even once you get the vaccine, how long will you be protected from the vaccine? And these are things I don't think no one really knows. And so, you know, it's encouraging to know that humankind has rallied on the globe to create something to help us protect us from something that's causing harm in across our country. And so we're going to probably go through a journey of learning about the vaccine, and there'll probably be things that we learn, and over the next year we might have a better vaccine. Something like that.
I'm just, you know, you're encouraged when you hear about the vaccine, but you realize that's a very, very dim light at the end of a very long tunnel.
Yeah, I think so. I think that that we're going to take it as a positive, that we're moving forward to protection of our the population that lives with us here at Emmanuel. And you know, that's hope. And hope means a lot, especially our amazing staff. And I'll have to tell you, it's Christmas time, and we had our first Christmas dinner in the Skilled Nursing Center and Retreat last night, and everyone had this remarkable meal that was prepared by our deeply talented culinary team, and it was brought to every resident in the highest room service fashion, and they all had their Christmas dinner. They had a choice of different entrees to choose from, but it was all something they dined in their rooms with. And so it's just a different world because we still don't allow residents to have visitors on campus. And so we're trying to make the best of it. But I tell you, wearing that, the protective eyewear and the masks, and our staff who've been doing it faithfully since the pandemic began, they are the true heroes, the champions. And it's you know, what they're doing has proven to be successful because we've had such a low rate of infection that's entered into our building. And it's because they protect themselves. And it's not an easy mask to wear for an 8 or 12 hour shift.
Well, COVID-19 has certainly disrupted a lot of things that you had planned to do at Emmanuel. And I do want to kind of put the COVID-19 thing aside here for a moment and talk about other things you're working on. And we'll do that right after this. At Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, you can live life your way. Don't just take our word for it. Here's Villa residents Fred and Shelby Thompson.
Well, just being here, actually, it does. The analogy of like being on a cruise ship without being on a boat is somewhat true. We have a wonderful apartment here. Matter of fact, we're on the south side of the building, and we have an exceptionally good view of the city of Kalispell, a view of the Swan Range.
One of the most beneficial is the under-the-building parking. We all have a parking space, so that eliminates the snow blowing and throwing and whatever.
Shelby likes the idea of a full-service restaurant here on the facility. You don't have to cook unless you want to. We have an indoor swimming pool. We have a state-of-the-art fitness center. We've got a full-time fitness director. We have all kinds of functions here at the Villas that keep us occupied, working out real good for us.
To inquire about the many lifestyle options within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities CEO Jason Kronk. And what are we working on here? Because COVID-19 has kind of disrupted all of our plans, but that hasn't stopped you from developing some pretty cool stuff at Emmanuel.
Yeah, we've been busy with working on adding new cottages on the campus for people who want to move to our campus and live in a home-like setting. We have really had a success with our new villa apartments that opened 2 years ago now, and they filled up so quickly, and we have people who are interested already to move into our new single-family homes that we're looking to build on the corner of our campus. Four beautiful homes that are being constructed. We already have a deposit for one, and we have an interest for another, and so we're going to build two at a time. And then we just across the street, we just purchased the vacant lot across the street that's right next to the golf course, and we're planning to build two beautiful homes there that will overlook the golf course, and I'm sure those will go quickly as well. So over the next 18 to 24 months, we continue to find ways to add residences that people want, and people want to live here and enjoy, you know, not cooking anymore. Enjoy not moving the snow anymore. Enjoy exercising in our fitness room and in our pool, you know, and just the socialization that we have on campus here. Just one big family. Couldn't be, you know, we're very fortunate with the residents and our staff who work here. It is truly like a family. So those are some of the initial things that we're working on right now on our campus. But I'll tell you, one thing I want to mention, one thing I'm so proud of, is recently we were recognized by the Montana Hospital Association as the best non-hospital healthcare provider in the state. And I was so surprised and honored. And it's a really reflection of our culture, the staff that work here, and the commitment they have every day. At a time this year of all years to be recognized with that honor is really amazing. And just shows, you know, the recognition of the deep commitment. We have staff, John, that have worked here for 30, 35, 40 years. Yeah. You know, they've dedicated their life to our ministry, to older adults, and it's really attractive. You know, people want to be here. So we're really blessed that way.
It's cool that you're able to keep all these projects moving along while we're dealing with this COVID-19. Got some new opportunities we should talk about too at Emmanuel. We'll do that right after this. Your new senior independent option, The Cottages within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. It's in its final design stage now. And for a limited time, you can choose your options and your upgrades. Select between three cabinetry finishes, quartz countertops, a gas range, a fireplace mantle, and hardwood floors. The Cottages are two-bedroom, two-bath patio homes. Now, you can capitalize on our booming housing market now and enter into independent living in a life plan community. With your brand new patio home, you can also gain access to multiple dining venues, a fitness center, and services for all stages of adult life. You can learn more about the Cottages and the convenience and splendor within a life plan community. Simply call Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest today is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities CEO, Jason Kronk. And Jason, I have often said you are a man of vision when it comes to this type of a facility. And the ideas that you've put forth and the directions you've taken, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, are just, I think, pretty darn unique. Talk with us about some other things you've got on your plate.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, John. We're constantly looking at a lot of new opportunities. Technology continues to evolve and change. And one way that we're looking to make Emmanuel a safer place is a device that alerts us if someone's in their room and they're going to fall, if they're at risk of falling. And so we're looking forward to bringing technology to help monitoring our residents on by having data that goes to a phone-like device, and we can monitor a whole wing of residents rather quickly with things like this. And so we're constantly looking at technology to be a way to provide better resident care here on campus. The organization has looked at growing off campus, and so we are looking to expand Emmanuel Lutheran in different ways. We're working on a new community in Libby. We have one of our affiliate churches in Libby, and we also have affiliate churches in Missoula and Helena, Bozeman. We're looking to help grow a new Buffalo Hill Terrace or a new Emmanuel Lutheran community in those areas. So we're looking at expanding to be a resource in those communities to grow independent living, assisted living, memory care, post-acute care. And so that's been a new development that's been over the last year. So it's really exciting to look at sites and to work with developing partners who want a quality provider in those markets and to provide the same kind of standard, comfortable, dynamic community that we have here. And so those are the things that are keeping us busy right now, is some of that growth, our affiliate church markets, and to meet a need. We've done market feasibility work that shows there's a need for a community like Emmanuel, and that gives us confidence to continue to advance these ideas. So we'll continue to evaluate those as they come up. But that'll keep us busy, I think, for some time, trying to grow beyond our campus and expand. So those are some of the one of the things, though, if you ever come and visit, our maintenance team have put together the state-of-the-art visitation room that's indoors, first in our skilled care center. So staff, our family members can come in a nice room indoors that's been approved by the Department of Health that has a negative airflow. So it's going to be a nice, safe room, and then they can visit comfortably with their family member who's here on campus. And so we're really proud of the quality of work that they did when they built this, and we're doing the same thing over at Buffalo Hill Terrace in our independent assisted area. So there'll be a nice, safe room indoors. You know, it's getting winter, and so until we're out of this completely, we're still, you know, evolving a little bit from the through the window visits that we've been doing through the outdoors, and we're going to bring that indoors. So that's been a big addition for us, just because of the need, and it's so important for families to have a chance to see their loved one and the residents here. It's been tough. You know, it's not been easy to go through this pandemic, you know, living here and not having the chance to see your family. So,
well, I'm just constantly amazed at what Emmanuel has become in my lifetime and what it's likely to become before my lifetime is over. So, Jason Kronk, it's always a wonderful conversation when we get to talk with you, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, John. It's my pleasure. Glad to be part of the show.
Take care now.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.